Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Terraists. Welcome to the Terra Show.
It's the Terra Show.
American Girl. Live and local on 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station.
Okay, Lee. I just got to let you, everybody know, if you're a bad guy and you want to rob a pharmacy. You want to rob a drugstore?
Okay.
Let me give you a good list to begin with. Okay. CVS, Wegmans, and Walgreens. That's where I would go personally. Because, you know, if you're robbing a joint, you don't want to get shot, right? I mean, that's the first rule of robbery. Don't get shot, right?
Yeah, that and walk away with something.
Yeah, you got to get some of value. I mean, and so you just want to hit, like, you know, I would hit the front desk, get, you know, whatever little bit of cash is in the register, and then go on back, get the opiates. Because that's where the real money is, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And so if you are looking for some relatively low cost in terms to yourself, in terms of, you know, risk of getting shot opiates that you would like to pick up, forget the streets. Just go ahead, help yourself. CVS, Wegmans, and Walgreens have just invited you because now the bad guys with guns know exactly which pharmacies to shoot up. Because these geniuses just invited people, law-abiding gun owners, not to bring firearms into their stores. They don't want any firearms in their stores because they don't want to have a mass shooting.
Right.
And I know how mass shooters are. They're like, oh, darn, I can't do my mass shooting in CVS now. They asked me nicely not to bring my weapon.
Yeah.
No, what you morons just did, God, the stupidity, is ask law-abiding concealed carry permit holders, including what, police officers off-duty? You feel safer with an off-duty cop with a concealed carry in the store with you? I know I do. I'd like to have two to three of them wherever I go. You just invited people like my husband, who is a Marine, who carries not to defend your life if you get caught in a mass shooting. He's going to have to run to the car first now. How many of you he's going to take out? I don't know. I mean, a lot of people walking around the upstate are ex-military, they're police officers off-duty, and they're just good law-abiding citizens, and they're carrying guns, but not at CVS, Wegmans, and Walgreens anymore. You know what kills me about this? One thing I thought was interesting. Did you see what Walmart did last week? And they said they don't want open carry in their stores anymore, right? They're not going to sell guns. They're going to sell out, I think, the rest of their ammo, and then they're done, okay? But did you notice Walmart did not ban concealed carry in its stores?
No.
And you know why that is? Because they've had two legally armed citizens in the last year stop mass shootings at their stores. That's why. They're just playing the odds. Odds are next year, two armed citizens will stop two more, if history is any indicator, mass shootings at a Walmart store. That's a win for everybody.
And a question. How many mass shootings have been done by a concealed weapons permit holder legally carrying or a legally carrying, open carry in an open carry state, which sadly South Carolina is not. But how many mass shootings have been done by folks who had either of those options there?
You mean like a mass shooter who, like, say, didn't call the FBI over and over and over again before he did it?
Yeah.
Or somebody didn't call the FBI on him over and over and over again before he did it? Like somebody like that?
Right.
I don't know. Good question.
There's a story for the AP. Don't think we'll see anything from them on that.
No, and I bet you internally that is why Walmart did not ban yet. There'll be pressure. They're going to go after them. Did not ban concealed carry because, again, if this past year is any precedent, two legally armed people will stop a mass shooting in Walmart and save lives.
I think part of the other issue for them is the other issue would then be you would have to be frisked as you go into a Walmart. Or go through a metal detector, which, you know, boy, that wouldn't work out well.
No.
That would impact their sales. So, instead of their public image. So,
but I do want to save lives, Lee. I'm very committed to saving lives. And we got to go ahead and take the guns from people, right? Because if it saves just one life, right?
Doesn't work that way.
No, it does. But this was an interesting comparison that that just came out using John Hopkins University data. Okay, every year, total of 23,000 firearm, well, every year there's 39,000 firearm-related deaths. That's a big number. But then you got to realize 23,000 of those are suicides.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you got to assume they would do that if they you mean to jump off a bridge, God bless them,
right.
But
yeah.
There's other ways. Okay, the remaining 15,919 are a combination of 500 accidental gun deaths and 15,000 firearm-related homicides. Okay, when we get down to it, what do they always want? The assault rifles?
Yeah.
Whatever that is?
Right, which
gun owners
there is no such thing.
There's no such thing, right. But that's what they call it because it sounds very dangerous,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you get down to the actual number of assault rifle murders a year or rifle murders, there's only 403. You divide that by 365 days. That comes out to 1.1 Americans die in a rifle-related murder each day. Okay, so that would mean if we truly care, we're going to ban those rifles, then we should start by banning crossing the street because 16 people a day die that way in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to have to go ahead and mandate by law that you turn your cell phone off when you get in the car, because 9 Americans die a day from distracted driving deaths. The main cause is the cell phone. So cell phone's going to have to go off when you go in the car by law. And bicycles, those are going to have to go too.
Yeah.
Because they are more than twice as dangerously as assault rifles. 2.7 people a day. And everywhere, you know, across America, 2.7 people a day die because they rode their bike in the street. So I'm just saying, just to put this in perspective, all the time that we have spent. You know, and if you are a family who's tragically lost a bicyclist, you must feel left out. I mean, nobody cares.
I guess we should ban prescription drugs, which can be abused. And we should also outlaw heart attacks. You know, as you know, heart attacks kill a lot of people, too.
They kill a lot of people. Yeah. And I'm thinking, hey, we're going to have to get rid of, and all you handymen out there, I hate this for you, but we're going to have to get rid of hammers and other blunt objects as well.
Oh, what about ladders? Falls from ladders?
Well, I don't know. It's not on this, but I bet it's very dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah. Deaths by hammers and other blunt objects, 1.27 a day, more than are killed by so-called assault rifles. So those are going to have to go.
What about the assault knives?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Deaths by, they call them knives, but we all know they're assault knives. Death by knives and other sharp instruments, 4 of those a day, compared to just 1.1 from a assault rifle. So, I mean, England's already blazing a path here, you know? I mean, they're dulling up the knives and you practically have to saw through your steak with your teeth, but that's okay. You know, I mean,
well,
so
you can't eat meat anymore anyway, Tara. What
that's
are you
right.
Talking
they're going to ban us. So, what do we need the knife for anyway?
Yeah, just to cut your tofu. Now you can do that with a spoon.
So, to recap, no more crossing the street, no more cell phone in the car, no more knives, no more hammers, no more blunt objects, and certainly no more bicycles. I mean, you know, if we're going to be this concerned about deaths by so called assault rifles, then we should ban all those things too, or at least give them some coverage.
Well, at least the numbers
to make
add
it
up
fair.
There.
To make it fair. Did you see this over the weekend? By the way, my head is still spinning from this. Elizabeth Warren. I mean, let me read her tweet verbatim. Okay, on my first day as president, I will sign an executive order that puts a total moratorium on all new fossil fuel leases for drilling offshore and on public lands, and I will ban fracking everywhere.
You know,
that's day one, right? So there's no after my transition plan to keep the lights on.
Yeah,
I will ban fracking. No, it's day one. Do you realize that's 2.7 million jobs wiped off, just wiped off the books day one with no plan to transition to any new kind of fuel of any kind?
Yeah.
And she says she's going to run the country on renewables. Their problem there is that currently only 11% of our energy mix is renewables.
Well,
so she's going to eliminate 89% of our energy.
And renewables. And here's one of the things. That's not just solar and wind. That's
right.
Also hydroelectric, because that's considered a renewable resource, too.
Hmm.
So, you know, the part that's actually solar and wind, who knows? I mean, you've got to break that down even further. Now, this is absolute chaos and nuts. I mean, this is just all there is to it, because there is no way that this economy will be able to manage. If you do that, because you're going to see energy prices, you can see fuel prices, everything go through the roof. I mean, you haven't seen inflation like that in this country.
Well, and we'd have rolling blackouts.
Oh, what do you mean rolling? They'd be sustained blackouts.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you'll have energy on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Use it quick before it runs out.
Yeah.
I mean, this is nutty. She's also said she's banning nuclear. So I know the texts are about to roll in. Well, we'll use nuclear. Well, no, she's banning that too.
Yeah, exactly. So goodbye to, what is it, the 3-4 nuclear plants in South Carolina?
Yeah, the I guess that I
the
have
ones
to
that
go.
Are actually the ones that are actually up and running,
right?
Not the failed ones that the state-run utility tried to put together and just sunk billions of dollars into nothing.
But this is another example of the flat-out unadulterated absurdity of the Democrat agenda. I mean, they're literally getting these Democrat voters so whipped up into a frenzy in demanding what they believe should be theirs. You know what I mean? We're gonna end all the jobs. Well, the fracking jobs. Okay, that's 2.7 million. So what are you gonna do? They don't have to answer the question because they're Democrats. It's kind of like, well, we're gonna do Medicare for all. Okay, how much does that cost? At $3.8 trillion a year. Well, the current federal budget's only about $4 trillion a year. So you're talking about doubling the budget? Well, yeah. Well, okay, because we already borrow like half the budget. So if you're going to increase the size of a budget by 100%, where's that coming from? And they're like, oh, wealth tax. We'll tax the wealthy. We'll go into their bank accounts and take the excess money that they don't have. Okay, cool. How much, they proposed that last week. How much is the total amount in excess wealth, as they call it? You've got too much wealth. It's sitting in your bank accounts, your savings, your 401k. How much is that? What's the total? $3.8 trillion. Okay, so you're going to take everybody's wealth. If you took 100% of it, then you could pay for 1 year of Medicare for all? Yeah. Okay. What are we going to do in year two?
Yeah.
Well, the answer is the same as, what are you going to do when you put 2.7 million people out of work and you eliminate 89% of the energy supply? What next? There's no follow-up question from the media.
No, nor there's any answer, and there is no answer.
No, but these Democrats are being charged up on this, thinking, they just, man, I deserve this, and if we could just get Trump out of the way, we could have it. No, you can't have it. Not without catastrophe, physical catastrophe, energy catastrophe, financial catastrophe. Can't have. And by the way, Lee, these are the same people whining because we only created 130,000 jobs in August. The very same people talking about eliminating 2.7 million on their first day as president.
That would look like an economic boom compared to what they're trying to impose on this country.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Or they don't ever have to explain themselves.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, when talking about what the Democrats have pledged to ban in the last 2 weeks, I'm starting to find it's easier to use shorthand and just tell you what they would let you do for now, which is have an abortion. Pretty much everything else gone. I mean, everything from, you know, nuclear energy to fracking, to natural gas, that's going to coals, going to, all going to go. Hamburgers, no hamburgers for you, can't have a plastic straw. All that stuff, can't do it, okay? So, I mean, about the only thing you could do is have an abortion. But you might want to throw your First, Second, and Fourth Amendment rights on that trash heap, too. Folks, this is Jim Clyburn. He is the number three, as Lee pointed out earlier in the show, the number three in Democrat leadership. So he's not just some crackpot congressman. He's in line to the presidency. He's number three in Democrat leadership. Okay, this should terrify Americans, what Jim Clyburn said over the weekend about the Bill of Rights. Now, the Bill of Rights, for those of you who are new to this show and you're still learning your way around politics and that kind of, Bill of Rights is the First Amendment, Second Amendment. It's the top first 10 amendments of the Constitution. So that's your freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, privacy rights. Government can't kick your door in, come take whatever they want. That's nice. I mean, I enjoy that. And your right to own a gun. Here's Jim Clyburn on the mistake America made having a Bill of Rights rather than, you know, just telling, having the Democrat Party tell you what to do, which is what they want. Here you go, folks. This will drop your jaw.
The climate that we're in today is the Bill of Rights. The first 10 amendments of the United States Constitution were put before the public today. I'm not too sure that we will hold on to the Bill of Rights. especially when I see what people are doing with the Second Amendment. No telling what they would do with the First Amendment.
You really believe that? I mean, that's well a startling statement. You believe that?
Absolutely, there will be a strong support against the Bill of Rights. Go through the Bill of Rights, and I tell you, I run into people every day who would like to see so much of those guarantees uprooted.
Yes, most of them, my fellow Democratic caucus party members, they, because we really need to tell people what to say. I mean, we just never had so many mouthy people ever. So he comes back. Are you sure, Mr. Jim Clyburn, number three in leadership from South Carolina? Are you sure the Bill of Rights was a mistake? And he tries to hedge out of it. Oh, I wouldn't get rid of it. I'd just fix it. Same thing. Here we go.
So you don't test stuff up in order to improve on it. Let's look at what's wrong. Let's look at what can be improved, and let's go out and work together to improve these things, not just throw things out and then say, let's start over. No.
Okay. How would you improve the First Amendment? It's pretty absolute. I mean, you can't scream fire in a burning building, but beyond that, you pretty much can say anything you want. You might get sued in civil court, but you won't end up in prison. Improve it. Fix our mistakes. Okay, Jim, explain this to us.
Oh, no, we don't start over in this country. We correct our faults.
I'm sorry. What about freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and right to privacy, and the right to own a gun was a mistake, Jim? Let's throw out the right to own a gun for a minute. Just to put this on the table. You got a problem with the rest of those? Again, folks, the number three in Democrat leadership, they can't spell it out any more clearly for us what they intend.
When Alexis de Tocqueville wrote about this country back in 1832 or 35, I believe it was, he said that the real genius of America is not that we are more enlightened than any other nation, but we've always been able to correct our faults.
By correcting our faults, he means the Bill of Rights.
And that's what we ought to do. When the faults come out, let's correct them, and let's build, and let's move forward.
Okay. Folks, this is so illuminating. They consider, this is what I've been telling you this for 2 years. They consider the Bill of Rights one of the faults of America. This is why they are changing the date of the founding to the day the first slave was imported, 1619, away from 1776 and 1779. Why? That's because when we got the Bill of Rights, the big mistake that they believe America made was that people were free, black people and white people, everybody. I'd ask you a question, folks. These folks so opposed to slavery. What do you call a person who has no right to assemble with who he or she chooses, no right to choose their religion, no right to choose what they say and don't say, and no privacy from their owner or master? What do you call that kind of person? Slave. That person is a slave. And they want to correct the faults of America by creating a whole new slave class that includes everybody but them. Right there, that's their agenda. I mean, can they lay it out any clearly, more clearly? He's number three in Democrat leadership. Well, I hear people say, oh, Tom, we ought to get rid of all of our rights. Yeah, in the halls of Congress, right, sir? They're your Democrat colleagues? Is that pretty much what you're... Okay, yeah, okay. Because I don't think anybody else is saying that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
A lot of reaction to Jim Clyburn saying, today, man, everybody I know, I'm number three in Democrat leadership, so it's like Nancy and everybody else. Everybody says they don't think the Bill of Rights will pass this. They don't really like all those freedoms. We are committed to getting rid of them for you. I really believe sincerely, he said, the climate we're in today, if the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments of the Constitution were put before the public today, I'm not sure we would hold on to the Bill of Rights. And then he went on to argue that that's a good thing. Well, would you get rid of the Bill of Rights, sir? No, no, I'm just committed to correcting our mistakes. So we just leave it on a piece of paper there, and we would correct our mistakes, including the First Amendment. Okay. There you go, folks. Democrat agenda. No red meat. No free speech. No freedom of religion. Honestly, you just set up, did you just set up a hotline to the Democrat Party? 1-800, dial 1-800, Democrat. And you just ask them, like, can I say this? Can I eat this? I mean, there's going to be a lot of gray areas. You know what I mean? And they will tell you because they know better than you are. And that they you do. And then they'll help you fix it. It's great. Number three in Democrat leadership, folks. It's I see people who say this all the time. Yeah. This is how they talk in his circles. Democrat leadership circles. The idea of doing away with our first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, to the Constitution, the most precious part of the Constitution. That's mainstream with them. I mean, everybody's in agreement that that racist white men wrote them, and so they should just be done away with. Well, wait, then I won't have free speech? Yeah, uh-huh. You want free speech? You're a racist. That's their platform, folks. That's it. How many times do they have to tell you before you get what they want? You know what? I haven't had a single liberal troll defend this. They're sitting there in their pajamas in their mama's basements, and they're trying to figure out how to do it. They're hunched. I could see them now. They're hunched over the keyboard, trying to defend this like they defend everything Democrat leadership says. But they can't figure out how to justify taking away First Amendment rights, even though they like to do it. But they can't figure out how to put it in an argument. It's tied their brain in a knot. That's why I haven't gotten it yet, the text from them. All right, moving on. Some simple math that we will do here today. 130,000 jobs created in August. Disappointing. Average growth is 158,000. We missed that. Last year, we created 238,000 jobs in the month of August. So it's way down. I'm not going to lie to you about that. But why? Why is it down? Well, because we're going to have a recession soon. No. Even that idiot Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, says we're not having a recession, and he's really dumb, and he can figure that out. Purposely dumb anyway. So no, it's not that. It's not that. Well, what's strange about this jobs report? Because we've seen job reports. Jobs report, they don't look like they ever did before. Because Trump has completely reordered the economy. You can't look at them the way that they did before. We're at full employment. A strange thing to have going into a recession. We're at full employment. And I've explained this in every hour today. I'm going to explain it again. It's very simple. Here's how you can tell what's going on. Suppose business owners were in absolute terror of a recession, and so they're not hiring, right? Because that's the story they're telling on CNBC and CNN Business and all those places. Some on Fox News, too. Okay, so they're in total terror of the recession that most certainly is coming someday because of Trump. And so they're not hiring. Not creating jobs. They don't have an appetite for new labor. They don't want to add to the labor force in their business because you just don't do that going into a recession, right? Let me ask you a question then. Supply and demand, right? Would wages be going up or down? If there's not a lot of demand for workers, right? Don't really want those. Economy's about to tank anyway. Wages would go down, wouldn't they? Certainly growth in wages would go down, if not wages themselves, right? There's a problem. Wages are going up. At a near record high rate, certainly a record high rate for the last 30 years, 3.2% over last year. Well, so that shows there's a tremendous demand for workers. Strange going into a recession. Why do we only create 130,000 jobs? Because we're at full employment. They can't find anybody. If they didn't want anybody, wages would go down. At least growth in wages would go down. But it's not, is it? It's going the opposite direction. There's still a tremendous demand for workers. Think about it. If your wages go up 3% every year, which is what's happening on average, that's the average. Good God, at the end of a decade, you're doing awesome. That didn't happen in the 90s. It didn't happen in the 2000s. It's happening now. Wage increases have not gone down. Why? Because labor is still in tremendous demand. They're not creating the jobs because they can't fill them. They can't find people. It's so simple to understand that even economists on CNBC surely could understand it. They're just willfully dumb and deliberately ignorant. Anyway, All this was explained by White House Chief Economist Peter Navarro in today's first epic rant.
So Trump economy, just solid as a rock. I actually love that jobs report. You have 157 million Americans at work, 18 straight months of the unemployment rate below 4%, rising wages. And my favorite stat in there, 1.5 million plus prime age workers off the couches of despair, back into the workforce, thanks to Donald Trump. And that's a great victory. The only thing holding us back right now, Maria, and the difference between a good 2% rate of growth and a 3% rate of growth, is the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve simply doesn't understand their tight money policy is driving up the dollar, squeezing our exports, squeezing investment, and the Fed right now is costing us at least a point of growth.
Yeah, I know, but...
Okay, so she goes into, but tariffs.
There's a new op-ed by the editorial board this morning, Peter, in the Wall Street Journal. It says the trade uncertainty principle. And in it, the editorial board writes, President Trump tweeted Friday that the economy is great. The only thing adding to uncertainty is the fake news. Sorry, sir, the economy is fair to good. It's no longer as great as it was last year, with the major reason, the uncertainty caused by Mr. Trump's trade policy. Isn't it true that the trade policy and the uncertainty around China is causing managers, business CEOs to sit on cash and create more uncertainty and slow down?
So a couple of things. First of all, the Wall Street Journal never saw a job it didn't want to offshore. It spent the last 20 years never writing any editorials about how China steals our intellectual property, forces technology transfer, kills Americans with fentanyl. So in my judgment, the Wall Street Journal has no credibility on this. There is a narrative out there about trade tensions. It's a false narrative. If you want to have investment certainty, bring your investment back to the United States. And we know that the supply chain is leaving China faster than you can say Trump tariffs. And the longer China goes without making a deal, I think the less likely that supply chain will ever go back to China.
Exactly what I told you weeks ago. Weeks ahead of the mainstream media right here on the Tara Show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Text right, hey Tara, you hit the nail on the head. Progressives disparage white males for the sole purpose of demonizing the founding fathers and Bill of Rights. Whoa, that was good. They also disparage them because they're the group that votes against the Democrats the most, so they are target A. But yes, that is the second biggest reason. Another texter writes, Democrat Bill of Rights. Number one, you have a right to do whatever the party allows you to do, and two, if you are confused as to what you can do, see right number one. That pretty much sums up Jim Clyburn's arguments. Texter writes, no red meat, no free speech, but all the free red speech you can take. Wow, and that was just one line. Signed, Neo. Good morning, Neo. Texter writes, so Greenville County School System is asking employees to verify their vaccinations. Are they going to ask this of our undocumented students as well? Oh, heck no. Are you kidding me? Measles outbreak. Why might that be? I don't know. It is a mystery, man. All these diseases are coming back. No one could possibly know why. I mean, Federal government headline. Nearly 900 migrants, that's an illegal immigrant, with mumps disease arrived in the U.S. last year. And I know mumps is not measles. I get that. I could not find the number for measles. So, I mean, they turned him away, right? Because they're sick and we don't need another disease outbreak. You mean they let him go? Into the country? Folks, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, we had more sense medically than this. That's why Ellis Island is where we sent them, because it's an island. It's not on the mainland. You could quarantine them there. I had a, I think she was my great aunt. Story goes in my family anyway. She had been born with one leg shorter than the other. So she was kind of, you know, hitched in her walking. And they turned her away at Ellis Island because that might have been a sign of a congenital disease. They didn't want her here. They wanted healthy people. Engine of the country. And the reason you do this, if you are a loving, caring person, you're not. It's not because you mean. It's because you want to protect everybody who's here, including immigrants who came before these immigrants. From what? Disease. And political correctness says it doesn't matter how many children die of exposure as long as no one is offended by somebody asking to see their shot record. Remember, to the liberal majority, and that includes some Republicans, it is far worse to offend someone than it is to actually kill them. Once you understand that, everything the left does makes sense. Veronica texting in this morning. Good morning, Veronica. Democrats, the party of do as I say, not as I do. Yeah, amen to that. And finally, Art in Simpsonville. Art, I'm giving you the very heavy responsibility of wrapping up this segment in 1 minute or less because we'll both be booted off the air. Go.
Okay. The reason I'm calling is about the energy again. Everything I ever hear is always about electricity and how we're going to generate it. When you stop fossil fuels. What about the production of plastic? Isn't plastic primarily based on fossil fuels?
Well, we don't really need that anyway, Art. We don't need plastic. Go on. Ask Elizabeth Warren. She'll explain it to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. There is so much, almost everything in your household is made out of plastic, in your cars. Also, the cars that are out there already, the people that can't afford electric cars, what are they going to do? Just park them and that's it? And also the delivery of foods, the delivery of major products by trucks and also by diesel-generated power for trains. Because electric trains are really run on diesel fuel.
Well, when I say the electric cars aren't going to run either because you need electricity for electric cars. And if you're doing as Elizabeth Warren is and proposing wiping out 89% of the energy supply, electric cars and electric trains, they're not running either. So just nobody's going anywhere. Bottom line, Art. Thanks for your call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.